Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know him as the former anchor of San Diego's award-winning Channel 4 news team, and he specifically asked me to mention that he's kind of a big deal. Please welcome performing stand-up, Ron Burgundy.
Oh my gosh, wow, thank you so much. Oh, wow, well, hold on here, hold on. Thank you. What a crowd. Oh, please, I got to get to the jokes, folks. That's what you say when they're screaming too long, right? Yeah. What a crowd. Wow. Give yourself a little credit. How about a little more of that? Yes. Yes, that's more like it. Go ahead, ride the wave. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay, now start booing yourselves. There you go. Come on. Oh, real Bronx cheer. Anyway, how's everyone doing tonight? Good? Yeah. Do we have any partiers here tonight? Yes. I always wondered what that meant when someone would say, hey, do you like to party? You must be a partier. Look out. Ted likes to party. Right? What the heck does that mean? Do you like to throw parties? Which, in a way, is a really nice compliment, you know? Means you care about people and you like to plan. It's going really good. It's going really good. However, people usually come off more aggressively, you know. Tonight we're gonna party! I want to party! We are going off! What does that mean? To go off. To go off where? To go off and find a private nook to plan a party? Tonight we are going off to find a quiet area and plan an elegant send-off for my cousin Denise. She will be delighted because of the care and forethought. Woo! That's the lingo these days. In my day, it was a much simpler time. We would just say, like, hey, I'm gonna have a good time. And by a good time, it just meant you get drunk and you fight the first person that looks at you sideways. Man or woman, real or imagined. Animals were no exception. I fought a lot of pet birds and dogs back in the day, and I don't mind telling you, most of the time I came out on the losing end. But that's what we called having a good time. New York City, though, is, it's a great drinking town. Whenever I come here, I just want to order a cocktail. You know what I mean? Harvey Wallbanger. That's a weird name for a drink, right? Guy named Harvey used to bang walls. Burgundy rimshot. Thank you. I really appreciate that, because that would look terrible if you weren't ready to do that, so thank you. Raise your hand if you've heard of the drink called a rusty nail. Yes. Now, almost everyone. A rusty nail is scotch and drambuie, and the first sip tastes like your grandmother's underpants. But after the second sip, you're ordering two more. Next thing you know, you're in the emergency room getting a tetanus shot because you end up shooting yourself in the foot with a nail gun. That's a rusty nail. No joke, though, you should get caught up on those tetanus shots. What else is going on? What else? Trade wars, right? Every day, all we hear is trade war with China, trade war with Mexico. We even had a trade war with Canada. What was that about? Yeah, boo, I'm with you. I hate Canadians. No, thank you. It's refreshing to speak your mind with an anti-Canada audience. Good, good, we're on the same page. I mean, trade war with Canada, what, we aren't going to give you any more cars until you lower the price of Canadian bacon? I got an idea. To hell with the trade wars. I say trade peace. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, I got something we can trade. How about we trade a doobie back and forth and figure this whole thing out? You know what I mean? Yes, because I'm getting sick of hearing about it. Speaking of doobies, did you know that marijuana is now legal in most states? That's just crazy to me. Because back in my day, everyone had a dealer named Marcus or Julius or Paco. And they would meet you in the Vons parking lot with a dime bag of, or a little piece of tinfoil with some weird shavings or tree bark or God knows what it was, and you were happy to have it. These guys became a real part of your life. You invited them to your wedding. They went on vacations with you. Paco and Julius were your best friends until you couldn't pay. And then the knives came out. And it was harsh, but you felt alive. Now you just waltz in and buy a bag of gummy bears and trip balls, you know? Where's the danger? Where's the romance? I miss Paco and Julius. They're both dead, by the way. What else? Oh, you guys excited about the new Star Wars, huh? Yeah? Is there a new Star Wars? I have no idea. I just say that and people go crazy. Because you're all a bunch of chumps. Canadian-hating chumps. But I love New York, I really do. The other day, I went to Ellis Island to trace my family roots, and I have to say it was very emotional. I looked up the Burgundy family to see where we had originally come from, and I was looking and looking and poring over the records, and finally I found Burgundy. Josiah and Rhonda Burgundy. Country of origin, and someone had drawn some intricate male genitalia. So that was a bummer. That's not so much a joke as a cautionary tale. So if you go to Ellis Island, people, be prepared. There's some mean people out there with a Sharpie drawing penises where it says country of origin. So true story. Here's one I'm going to leave you with. Two guys walk into a bar, a gay guy and a straight guy. The gay guy says to the bartender, "I'd like to order a drink." The bartender is a Mexican guy, and he says, "What'll you have?" Meanwhile, down the bar is a Chinese lady. Just minding her business. But before anyone can order, in walks a black guy. And he walks right up to the bar, all calm and cool. Now the straight guy takes a look at what's going on, and he turns to the table behind him, which is a table full of Jews and a Catholic priest. Now, if you thought I was gonna tell a racist joke, you got another thing coming. This is New York City, folks, and we're all here to have a good time. My name is Ron Burgundy. I hope to see you at the bar. Thank you.
Ron Burgundy, everybody. Ron, come on over. Ron. Ron, come on over. Come on over, yeah. Nice stuff. Nice stuff. Nice play.
That means a lot. Ron,
that means a lot. Thank you so much. Really.
I didn't know if you'd have me over.
Well, I was so happy to have you over here. great. This is great. Really, really, really funny stuff, Ron. Really, really great.
So I must have done all right. You invited me over to the couch.
Come on, the people loved you out there, Ron. let me ask this. You know, I'm a long time fan, fan of your work. But how long has Ron Burgundy been doing stand up?
How long?
Yeah, how long?
About 20 minutes.
Really, just
or what? How long was that set? 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, so I really enjoy it.
Clearly.
I write my own material.
Now,
big surprise. That was all written by me.
My understanding is that you are actually on tonight. On every single late night show at the same
all
time.
All in one night.
All in one night.
Tonight.
Tonight.
August 8th.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. How was your summer been, by the way?
Which is a joyous summertime. It's the happiest day of the summer, August 8th.
Sure, yeah.
Thus the response.
8th. Exactly.
I'm having a great summer. I've got my summertime scarf on. And my cashmere turtleneck. So.
It's so important in August to keep the throat warm.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And I've had it on all day, so this is reeking.
Now, which you've been on all the shows.
Yes.
All the shows tonight, right now, simultaneously. Yeah. Who's your favorite? You don't mind me asking.
My
favorite late night host.
And it's got to be Christiane Amanpour. She has got what a great talk show.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
She's so funny. And very highly intellectual.
Sure.
But you're in my top five, Stephen.
Oh, thank
you're
you
You're in
very
my
much.
Top five.
Okay,
so I really appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. So speaking of hosts, everybody's the king of the mountain for all time is Johnny Carson.
Yes.
Did you know Johnny at all? Did you ever, go
Johnny
drinking
Carson.
With him or anything?
Did I go drinking with Johnny Carson?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so Johnny Carson, for those of you who don't know, was the host of The Tonight Show.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, 32 years.
32 years. 32 years. Johnny Carson. And he used to have a well-known poker game at his house that I was sometimes invited to.
Oh, you drive up from San Diego?
You drive up from San Diego, past Carlsbad, and
really?
To his
Is that
house.
On the way?
To his house in Encino.
Sure.
And I would be invited to, and they like to drink. They like to drink there. I mean, you name it. You never know who you'd sit next to.
Who would be there? Burt
Reynolds, Joey Bishop, Marty Feldman. Nipsey Russell.
Sure.
And boy.
Pete Barbuti.
And his brother, Derek.
Would you like a drink?
I would love one.
Sure, there you go.
Yes. But we would. Drinking wasn't illegal back in those days. And in fact, I remember one night, it was just Johnny and I and Debbie Reynolds, America's Sweetheart.
Oh, really?
And it was about 4 in the morning. And. And I'm trailing off now because I realize I can't tell that story.
To Johnny. It's an honor to have you here. This is fascinating.
We have
to take a little bit of a commercial break. You know from the biz.
I don't know if I can stick around. Go ahead. Why don't you go to commercial? And if I can stick around for the second segment, I will. If not, it was great talking to you.
All right, great. So we'll see you in about 3 minutes or never again.
I have a good feeling about it. Yeah.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
That's true.
Yeah, it is true.
That's true. And not only that, but they never found out who set the fire.
No, they did, but we can't say it's sealed.
Oh.
It's sealed.
Until 50 years after the crime?
50 years after the crime.
We're back here with Ron Burgundy. Long time, hero? Hero of mine?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Taken aback by that.
I'm a broadcaster. You're a broadcaster.
You definitely are. You're a hell of a broadcaster.
I mean, your longevity is what I like. Your durability, the endurance, The punishment you've been able to take in your job would kill a lesser man.
I would concur. Yes.
Yes.
But you know, my dad used to tell me, Ronald, every day you wake up is a good day.
Right. Now, is this your first time in the Ed Sullivan Theater?
No, it is not. No, in fact, I was here in 1964 to see my favorite magician, Fred Capps. And we were so excited.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, Fred Capps, and the crowd was, and we had to listen through this incessantly screeching band called the Beatles. And they were just carrying on and on.
Sure.
And I was like, get off the stage! You're never gonna make it anywhere, you're bums! You're bums! I don't know why I had such a visceral reaction.
Right, right.
Yeah. And they finally got their asses out of there, and then Fred Capps came out and did his magic, and it was wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Did he have a signature trick that he would do?
He would put a rabbit in a hat, and the rabbit.
Well, you know what's interesting about
that? The rabbit would disappear. And then the rabbit would appear again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering, because many people take out a hat and they'll reach in to remove the rabbit. And you said his trick was to actually put the rabbit.
But hold on.
To put the rabbit in the hat. Because I don't understand. That's exciting. You don't see that every day. You ever see a guy stitch a woman together?
Look, that was the beauty of Fred Capps. When he stepped out there, you didn't know what the hell he was going to do.
Yeah. He had this trick where he would put a quarter behind your ear.
He'd put a quarter behind your ear, and you'd just leave it there.
So amazing. So amazing. So amazing.
Fred Capps.
Fred Capps. To Fred Capps.
To Fred Capps.
The king. The king.
Whatever happened to the Beatles, by the way? No.
They didn't work. You've been reporting on current events for a long time. You're a newsman's newsman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you and Cronkite partied. You guys partied,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You guys used to take his boat out beyond territorial waters and run a...
Where there's no, maritime law. There's no law.
Maritime law.
Right, maritime law.
Maritime law, which is essentially no law.
No law.
Yeah. You guys get to just have, like, a poker...
Oh, gosh, we'd shoot off flare guns.
At each other. You used to shoot
at each other.
Yes.
Try to
harpoon
sea life and California gray whales.
Yeah. On the East Coast, very rare for those.
Well, there's some. They'll sometimes go all the way around the long way.
Panama Canal.
And show off against the humpbacks.
Yeah.
And it's, you don't want to be around.
Mano.
You don't want to be around when that happens.
No. Did you, when you were younger, did you ever meet Donald Trump? I mean, people talk about him a lot. You know, it's in the news now. You must have your own perspective on Mr. Trump.
I once was playing in a celebrity golf tournament with him, and he shot 90 under par. It was incredible.
Wow.
He broke all the course records by a mile.
Wow.
And we were just in disbelief. But this guy's a real character. He's a riverboat gambler. You know what I mean? That's what he's a hell of a businessman.
Yeah. Did he ever invest in any of his properties or anything like that?
I invested in Trump University.
Good.
And what was great was I wrote the check and I got 3 degrees. Right.
Wow, good for you. Good for you. To knowledge.
To knowledge.
To knowledge.
Knowledge is king.
Yes. Do you think, and you would know, again, as a newsman's newsman, do you think there's a fake news problem in today's media?
Well, I think it's out there for sure. But
out there meaning it exists?
It exists, but let's face it, a lot of the stuff I reported on was fake. I made it up. But, I've always told people, young journalists, that you have to go out there and you find the news, you find the truth.
And
all
if
right?
you can't find it...
And if you can't find it, there's plenty of handsome white guys like me who'll lie right to your face.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more Ron Burgundy, everybody.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Hey, everybody. If you're just joining us right now, we are honored to be joined by the great Ron Burgundy. In your opinion, and obviously keep in mind that when you answer, this is the answer. Do you know what I mean? Like, well, you can't reel it back in. You can't reel it back in. You got to be careful where you point that thing, because when you say it, people listen.
Right.
What's the biggest story of 2019 to you?
2019? Ron Burgundy being on the Stephen Colbert Show. No, that was cheap. That was cheap. No, the biggest story of 2019, and I will go on record as saying, is I think the Bueller Report, the Ferris Bueller Report. Look, no collusion, definitely obstruction, but the fact that you select a fictional movie character to investigate the president is way beyond my pay grade. I'm still curious, was it Matthew Broderick playing Ferris Bueller who conducted the investigation? Was it just someone who said his name was Ferris Bueller? We'll never know. But the Bueller Report. Will go down one of the more famous documents in history. That and the death of Grumpy Cat probably are my two 2019 stories.
That's sad.
That was sad.
Yeah. Did you ever interview Grumpy Cat? Did you ever any?
I couldn't. I tried. Yeah.
Couldn't.
It wouldn't let me close.
Cat. Yeah. Yeah.
Because of my dog Baxter.
Oh, how is Baxter?
Baxter is great.
You had to think about that.
You had to think about that.
Baxter is how old now, Ron?
Baxter is a real marvel of modern science and medicine.
We first saw it, Baxter, 1972, 73?
Yes.
73? Yes. So that would be 47 years. And how old was Baxter then when we met Baxter?
He was 15 then.
So. Oh. 62 years old. Thank you.
Young.
So in human and years, in human years.
Times that by seven.
It can't be done.
Can't be done.
Yeah.
434.
I don't think so.
No?
I actually don't.
Seven times two, four.
I don't think so.
So four.
I don't know. Oh. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. He's old.
Yeah. If you don't mind me asking, because it's kind of a personal question, what's the most dangerous story that you ever covered?
The most dangerous story I ever covered?
Because you must have put yourself on the line.
Was the Vietnam War.
You covered the Vietnam War?
Well, I did from behind my desk at the news studio. Yeah, no, I never.
And why was that dangerous for you?
It was just a dangerous time, and there were spies everywhere. A lot of spies.
I turned in
a lot of Vietnamese spies to the FBI. Later, I was told that's what is called racial profiling. And you're not supposed to do that.
That's frowned on. But it was a different time.
That was a different time.
Different time.
Still not the right thing to do.
Right.
But I admit my mistakes.
Now, as a journalist, who is someone who knows that you have to come back with the story. That's your job. You go out to the... You're a hunter.
You're
a hunter, and
sometimes you're being hunted.
Right, and how so?
Well, people don't like news people, for the most part.
Right, because when you show up with the cameras, like, what did I do wrong?
Right.
Did you ever, and would you ever, sleep with a subject to get an interview?
Well, here's the thing. It is completely unethical. It is abuse of power. But yes, I did it. About 15 times. Mm-hmm. But Tom Brokaw, he slept with Margaret Thatcher to get more info on the Falkland Islands War.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He didn't get a peep out of her. No.
Really? So he slept with her
get one piece of information. About the Falkland Islands.
Wow.
He also said she was a Bengal tiger in the sack.
Sadly, we have to take another break. Please don't go away. We'll be right back with more Mr. Ron Burgundy.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Last we left, Ron Burgundy was here and still here. Now, my understanding, and I did not know this, and I didn't even know that you were in season two, that you've got a podcast.
I do.
And what is
yes.
it called?
It's called the Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Was there any sort of... Took you a while
we're
to come
through
up with
a
that
lot
name.
Of names. We're through a lot of names.
Yes.
Let's listen to this. One, two, three, action news. Catherine's Ode to Catherine.
Is there anyone named Catherine involved?
No. And we just settled on the Ron Burgundy podcast.
That sounds sense. Now, why a podcast? Because, I mean, this is your moneymaker.
Sure.
Why would you hide the moneymaker?
Well, to tell you the truth, Stephen, I didn't know what a podcast was. And, yeah. I got kind of sold a bill of goods.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm stuck in a, you know, airless, windowless room in a basement with a smelly microphone and some zit-faced teenager on the board trying to fill 40 minutes of my day.
And how often can we hear, how often is it on?
It's on once a week.
And what might we hear on the podcast? Like, what sort of things?
Various musings. You name it. We have guests. We have, reveal recipes.
You reveal recipes?
I reveal recipes.
Are they secrets?
Well, they're secrets because I'm the only one who knows what's in my recipe book. So, yes, we reveal them.
Have you thought about putting out your own cookbook?
I've thought about it. That maybe that's something that happens down the road.
Sure, but right now it's the podcast.
But right now it's just the podcast, the art of the spoken word.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ron, I mean, it has been great to see you spin your magic right here.
Stephen, I cannot thank you enough, and I really appreciate the $10,000 you're giving me tonight to be on the show.
Thank you
so much.
Well, it's always an honor. So good to see you.
Thank you so much.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. We'll be dropping classic bits and celebrity interviews 7 days a week while the show goes on hiatus for summer break. The Late Show will be back on July 18th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though. Because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.